powerful storms rake the South. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, leaving at least 11 people dead.
People reported killed in several states like Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Several dead due to trees collapsing, like in Talladega County, where the wife of 70-year-old Alan Cooley said he was sitting in his truck when an oak tree snapped and fell into it. In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear declared a state of emergency. A record-breaking wind gust hit Louisville at 79 miles an hour Friday. The National Weather Service says the storm is moving north and may produce flooding in Indiana and Ohio. High wind warnings are out for parts of the Carolinas, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania.
Fox's Jill Nato. Winter storm warnings for heavy snow continue in upstate New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and parts of Maine, Massachusetts, and Michigan. Alec Murdaugh has been sentenced to two consecutive life prison sentences for the murders of his wife Maggie and son Paul, despite his insistence that he is innocent. The judge in the case, Clifton Newman, telling Murdaugh,
"It might not have been you. It might have been the monster you become when you take 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 opioid pills. Maybe you become another person."
Murdaugh's attorneys say they will appeal his conviction. At least three children have been found dead in a home outside Dallas.
"When we arrived, we found multiple victims on scene. Three deceased victims were found inside the home. All victims were children. Two children were taken to local hospitals."
It's Ellis County, Texas Sheriff's Deputy Jerry Cosby who says they have detained a suspect. No information yet on how the children were killed or why. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The White House confirms a health issue for President Biden.
President Biden had a cancerous skin lesion removed from his chest as part of a comprehensive health assessment back in February. His doctor revealing that the tissue was removed back on the 16th of February and was sent over for a biopsy, which revealed it was, in fact, cancerous. That doctor's name, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, says all of the president's cancerous tissue was successfully removed and that no further treatment is needed.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The president awarded the Medal of Honor to retired Lieutenant Colonel Paris Davis, an 83-year-old Vietnam veteran, on Friday.
"He became an Army Ranger. Then he jumped at the chance to join the Green Berets, becoming one of the nation's first black special forces officers."
Colonel Davis was nominated for the Medal of Honor when he returned from Vietnam in the 60s, but the paperwork was lost twice. A former comrade says he believes that wasn't an accident, but more likely racism. The Conservative Political Action Conference will end Saturday with a speech by former President Trump. Several potential challengers spoke there Friday.
The audience heard from biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, along with former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who seemed to drop a hint about a potential run. Meanwhile, another likely candidate, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is making an appearance at the Club for Growth donor conference instead and told that crowd Thursday night, quote, "Some of these Republicans, they just sit back like potted plants." Now, one of the things people watch for every year at CPAC is the straw poll. Donald Trump is expected to do very well. He'll probably win it. And we're going to look for those results on Saturday night, right before he takes the stage.
Fox's Anita Vogel returning to the stage Saturday night. Comedian Chris Rock appearing in his first stand-up comedy special since being slapped at last year's Oscars by actor Will Smith. It'll be shown live on Netflix. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.